This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 10 of our readings, and it's January 10. So today we will be reading from Genesis chapter 10, Psalm 12 and Psalm 13, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 16, and Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. In Genesis, we will read the genealogy of Noah. The descendants of Shem follow the genealogy that leads to Christ that we find in Luke's genealogy. We will read this chapter also in the fourth week of Great Lent. And Psalm 12 is used as a prayer in the Lenten Great Compline service. Psalm 13 is heard at the ninth hour of Royal Hours on Holy Friday. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 10. Now this is the genealogy of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Elisa, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittim, and Rhodians. From these, the coastal nations were separated into their lands, each according to his language, in their tribes and nations. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a giant on the earth. He was a giant, a hunter before the Lord God. Therefore they would say, "As Nimrod the giant, the hunter before the Lord." And the beginning of his kingdom was Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Calna, in the land of Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, the principal city. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, and Casluhim, from whom came the Philistines, and the Kephtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and the Chetite, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the tribes of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, then as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their tribes, according to their languages, in their countries, and in their nations. Now sons were also born to Shem himself, the father of all the sons of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, and Canaan. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad begot Canaan, and Canaan begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Gerar, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling place was from Mesha, as you go towards Sephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to their tribes, according to their languages, in their countries, according to their nations. These were the tribes of Noah's sons, according to their genealogy, in their nations, and from these the coastal nations were divided on the earth after the flood.
Psalm 12. How long, O Lord, will you forget me to the end? How long will you turn your face from me? How long will I take counsel in my soul, having grief in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Look upon me and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Those who afflict me greatly rejoice if I am shaken. But I hope in your mercy. My heart shall greatly rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord who shows kindness to me. I will sing to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 13. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They are abominable in their habits. There is none, not even one, who does good. The Lord stooped down from heaven to look upon the sons of men, to see if there were any who understood or sought God. All turned aside and were altogether corrupted. There was not even one doing good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. They deal deceptively with their tongues. The poison of serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Affliction and suffering are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Do all the workers of lawlessness not know? They eat up my people as they eat bread, and they do not call upon the name of the Lord. They were in great fear where no fear was, because God is in the righteous generation. You shame the counsel of the poor man, because the Lord is his hope. Who will bring about the salvation of Israel out of Zion? When the Lord returns his people from captivity, let Jacob greatly rejoice, and let Israel be glad. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. For if wisdom comes into your mind, and the perception in your soul seems to be good, then good counsel will guard you, and holy thinking will keep you, that it might rescue you from an evil way and from a man who speaks nothing trustworthy. Woe to those who forsake the paths of uprightness, so they may walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in evils and rejoice in evil perversion, whose ways are crooked and their paths devious, so they may cause you to be far from the straight way and a stranger to righteous judgment. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Jesus is many things to us. He is our Savior, the second person of the Trinity, the Good Shepherd. The Bible describes him in many ways. Our passage today describes him as the healer. He heals the leper, then the centurion's servant, then Peter's mother-in-law, then all those who were brought to him that evening. He was their healer. And he's our healer as well. We need to note that there is external healing as well as internal healing, including healing of the soul. As Jesus was involved with both, so is the church. There are countless saints known for healings. There's even a category of saints known as the healers, Saint Pantaleon being one of the most well-known. And the church honors physicians, medical professionals, and scientists who study and treat illnesses and harmful physical conditions. But it is important to recognize that all of us need healing. All of us are broken. The church for us is a hospital where Jesus is the great physician. He uses the mysteries of the church, baptism, chrismation, repentance, Holy Communion, and unction for our healing. Even marriage and ordination are for our healing. But we need to know that we are ill. We need to desire mercy, God's healing grace, for us to receive it when we say, Lord, have mercy. When we say, Lord, have mercy, but do not know that we are ill, do not really desire any mercy, how can God work within us? Jesus is the healer. He is our healer. And we need his healing. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.